Yeah, I know
where you're holding my simon kufta zayin sugyot sakono. The first is discussing a sugyot about mashka that was uncovered. We have the Mishnah in Trumas being down, the three types of mashkin, the Lubayam Tal Sugyot Giloy, cases of milk, water, and wine. All the mashkin mice are mutter, the mant is a Mishnah, as you have it uncovered, a nachash close by to come out very quickly and drink from it. And by Yabitah, maybe the venom went inside. It's very dangerous over here. The Torah comes as the Moisav Pita Sugi over here. Other cases, case of Dvash, Honey, Shumuch HaKush, any pure here that has cracked or that has lit, Lachuzes to it. And by Yabitah, the Sugi of Sakona. Therefore, the Machabah starts off. The Chum Asa, maybe the Nochish came for the Oris inside. However, Apinu Shani brings down this Manenu, he's running in his times. There are no Nechosh and Tzionim Benenu. The therefore might say smutter, place and shito, but have a ikamong to shine. The title of this question, I might say even if not the gayer, however we've understood beforehand, a certain thing to mess up a minion. That's after across the board. It says no. Over here when Chazal set up the Issa, they gave you the kam with the getter. The getter is with the Khoshman's also. Why no Khoshman might say be a case of smutter? However, if this Khatuma does bring down the shol, it says a shaman nafshe should be very killed from it. And says Shlavig Yeraya, the Torah is Marfavir with all its halachavir, what the Gidorm of Gilai is. The Gam Ginan says, not giving where the Chosh are Motzi. Well, he brings down the Gain, not the page of the Lord, but the Maisuav, that he personally was careful about it. They were end of the Peshkei Chuvah. The Gam the Ardos Machmer, if you want to know what you're going to do, look in the Torah. Leave it as is. Now, there are a couple of Rayas where the Eilim does not seem to really be Machmer. I mean, I know of Nebrach, the Machmer, and the Shlav, the Gain over here. But we know the Sigur that has the example from the Torah, let's say it's more than himself. Still, my Sikhlav, what could be Machmer here? Do people in Nebrach go swimming? It's more than himself. Maybe there's ours here. I don't think it's covered all the time. But I think it's a case of even the Mikvah. The Shem is Kasher. The way the Rash is the Kasher, the Gyotin is the Kasher, what's head for Mikvah? The Raya, the Gedder is not himself. But once the Torah brings down the Loch and Tazar brings down the Gedder, is even more than himself. What's Mavakalit? He said it gets lost, the Morris over here. The mice, what's more than so? Before the fact that not making didactic upon it, sounds like the Elam is not being Machmer upon it, even those who are being Machmer. I got Mishal Chalik, but you see that not being Machmer is certainly called the case of a mikvah. A couple of times over here, he speaks out that not only the case over here doesn't work, the poison over here is even uncovered, but even when Misananis received it over here, not only that, so the Torah even more convincing by the case of Kiddush. I mean, by Kiddush, it isn't the game of Zmanazer. Plus, coming down after because of a cradle knock, I said, Zmanazer, the lock of the Sivi does not work. Now, the mice that ties away is marked because the Sugi of Sakhala of the Nokosh. Come on, Behitim, it says, Maisa, it's not a game of Zmanazer, so I left it out. Behitim decided to leave it out. I ain't sure. So, Behitim, the Sugi and the Gate eating fish and meat together. There's a Sugi over here, I'm softened if I involve, because in the case of Benite, a type of fish over here, I got roasted together with meat, it's also. Why is it also because we have a sugya of kosh l'reichel with dava acher? Rashi said a sugya of tzeras over here and the bad smell. Come with the chabad, therefore be very careful not to eat fish and meat together. As kosh to tzeras and most of the taz as the kosh to foshes. I'm not clear where the taz gets the kosh to foshes from. Mice is very clear it's a danger over here. Now look at the case of meat. Speaks out the chashum the shvot yakim. Even the case of chicken, there is no difference over here. Now we know in regard to this keg over here, there's a case of transferring this case of Bishul, the case of Licha, Sleep, and the case of Kavush. Which one coming to answer? So, speaks out the Taz of Shach, the gate to Bishul, of that's also. The Hoshi cannot cook fish and meat together, by Avsakono. The gate to the Sugil of Licha, come on Kivagan, send you to a Taz of Shach and Simon Ayin, lights its mutter. This is mutter. From Gunn is Mistapik, what's welcome of Bashul, after an act of Licha. The gate to Kavush, he brings down the Minchas Yach that says Safik. So the gate to Bishul is Osir, the gate to Licha is Mutter, Kavush is a Sofik. Why, how that work? Not sure. The gate to Sleep. So because there are different cases discussed over here. The Gemara's case of Hipanita de Tavio, the case of roasting. That is the Gemara's case. Now, the one way to read the Gemara is one touching another. The other Taz speaks out, a Vada that meat is touching the fish over here and being roasted together, a Vada that's Osir. That's Lukuliyamo. The question is, when they're not touching each other, when only in the same oven, it's on the sugya of Recha. That means in the sugya of Psach Machlag is Rav Alevi of Recha Mosalam also. We pass in that skills, we mach them, but the empty we make them. Building upon this, come along, the Ramon says, therefore, b'di'evet, to be Michael, like also goes to the Kofres, Rechel Anosa, also one over the Maisa, not to worry about it. The Taz goes in further and says, once you're comparing to the Sugyo of the Kofres, the Maitan and Gudel, Maisa person can be Michael. That's what he quotes up in the Marshal. Now the Shach quotes Marshal a little bit different. You should know where the opportunity of Marshals over here. I come to the same occur. When so he took a Tanya Gadol, but Chalda B'Nova says, you look up the Sugyo, it has to be also case it's open. You come and slap down the Taz. The Shach goes further, and he began that the Be'er Shem says, also even with the Ebed, I come Rechel, Lamelsa with the Ebed, Paskin, but Chavur Chesakanta Meisiro, never let me mach, but be choshish, even with the Ebed to answer it. Look at the Taz Maskon, it sounds like he went this way also. That means we have the more to make a case of B'di'evet, and the Taz, and the Shach, are machmer even the case of B'di'evet. Now there's another case over here in the oven, where they have two things side by side, a Ksig of Reichel, but you have a problem over here that the Shabnunis will come out from the meat, go onto the oven, and now will touch the other thing next to it. On that case, they also say, if the Shabnunis will come out from the meat touching the fish, or vice versa, she tell the Taz of Shabnunis is about to order, and it's also. From over here, but let's say they're far apart. In the same oven, the case over here of the meat and the fish, and it's going to ooze out, but they're not going to touch each other. It seems like over here, a comma is going inside the kli, be blow inside the kli, and go to open through the kli. I mean, it'll get there. It won't go straight that the meat will touch the fish. The meat will come out, have its meat ooze out, go into the walls, go through the walls, go back to the fish. It's mutter. Building upon this, as a Pirim Godem, we see a sight from this concept over here, that if a person has meat being cooked inside the pot, and fish hit the outside of the pot, and it goes through the walls over here, it might say it's water. Or vice versa, people are something, making the filter fish, things spray on the outside of the pot, the case of meat over here. I look at water. Once it goes through the walls, it might say no problem, it's not a secret bleas over here. Then we spoke on a case, a mice, a guy took it out from his chullet, a sealed, very well filter fish, over here, includes pedicle to go out, fish inside. Maisa, it went through over here the wrapper, and it sealed well, your eager. It's coming from the people garden. I feed the Taz Shach, it's wet or Maisa, it's water. We don't do that way. Maisa, it's water over here. Now, if you tell me it's not sealed well, it cannot be, have a problem. Also says the Taz, noch etter, if the person makes challis with his meat inside his oven, uncovered, they go all around over here, regular all around over here, and they eat together with fish. Maisa says the Taz, in this case, only worry about fish together with meat. The get the bread of it, Maisa will not worry about it. Building upon this, speaks out, let's say you have a case of the fish that did go inside over here at meat. Inside the sugar of the sakon is a bottle of shishim. That means Bashari Surin has a bottle of shishim. The get the sugar of sakon. The Taz said it's not bottle of shishim. Why? Chavir Sikan to be sir. That's the Daki Moshe Baskins. He wants to be right, in the case of, we've mentioned before, in the case of the Mikvah. You have a nochesh goes inside, even mem saw to have lochesh to be machmer, i.e., the nochesh has some venom inside, bottom of shishim. To see a wife in the case of Gilad, Mrs. Aleph, lochesh to face is not bottom of shishim. Come with Shaki, because the guest says no right. They're different in young over here. They're eating the get to poison. Poison not bottom of shishim. The orange venom of the neck is poison, not bottom of shishim. The get to hoch and yonim in an idea like fish and meat over here. That is advice is bottle of shishim. To only get the poison one side away, other advice are a bottle. And therefore, because he gets about a couple of shayim, because Judah said that's Be'ikari Paskin, that's Chabas Yonah way, Shos Yakov, Choshonich, some flavor, that's how Be'ikari we do Paskin, that's called his bottle of shishim. Well, that's the case like poison over here. What is bottle of shishim? The question is, can a bakla chilo? That means a lochan simit tzavik tes, a face of love, is a kama bakla chilo, a yetim bakla isselach chilo. Here that we mavakel iser, we mavakel what? Sakono. Is there a bayah we mavakel sakono? Says the Chodshani, there's no problem. But once we mavakel, there's no iser shabai. Now, you're not going to get rid of an iser. You mavakel iser, this is about a case of a tzatter. Agam, we spoke at Kabura, Lewis Price, I'm going to argue the point. The Shach goes on further and speaks out this idea of mavakel, gone by lach, the lach case of shishim. Yomish B'Yomish, you might think it's a case of Roim. Can my phone know, even a case of Yomish B'Yomish, it's a case of Shishim over here. Now, if you have to have a miyuchad to get a fish pot, now some people have a fish pot, they won't cook inside of it any meat. So the makor for that is a Torah. The Torah will be examined, those who are machmer, to have a fish pot that miyachid it only for fish. And that won't put, you'll never make meat inside. No maiso. The Pitzchetuba being done at some safer, said the really illness is not that way. They would take a fish pot, even Ben Yomish, they cook meat inside, and let her heal up, cook fish inside. They will not worry as long as you clean that well. As long as you clean that well. Why? He says, that when Tam goes inside the walls over here, the Tam that comes out is a bubble over here, it's mixed up over here, there's no get up sakana. Came instead of keeping people going. When it goes to walls, Tam, there's no sakana in Tam. Very funny. You said over here, I come to our people who meet a monster and have fish pots. So I'm saying, says, his anoga is, which is done already, Mukhbal, not to have fish pots, because there is no sakana in Tam, only sakana in the Goba Dover. Now, let's say you have a pot that cooks fish and meat inside. What's luckily at the cash of the pot? I mean, not the case over here that there was a fleshing of pot cooked fish inside. Does it create sakana? Does it not create sakana? But let's say you already created sakana. You already have fish and meat being cooked together in one pot over here. Then speaks out to the Piskachum first Moshe, you have to cash the pot. There's Issa over here. You do have to cash it. The Gambi spoke on the Kabura, those who disagree and say after 25 hours, Maisa should be makel. It's Machlokes. The other page it says you have to cash the pot over here once there is sakana over here. Siv Gimel is a case to be mamshik of fish of meat. How to make a harchok between one verse and another. And he speaks out of the Chabah when a person really eats meat or vice versa fish. To eat the next thing, you have to do three things. Number one, you have to wash his hands. And number two, you have to do knuach badocho. The way the Chabah says you can do it together, take your challah, dip inside wine, or the oil is drink whiskey over here, and eat it together. You have knuach badocho together. Kamal Ramon says, we are not chlishim for this, although not chlishim, but chayim noigim. And if we do not have to wash our hands, do a case of knuach badocho, but still a person should eat and drink, as knuach badocho. How do you do the Ramah? The Ramah says, you don't have to, but that's what we go do. What's the Ramah being different in the case of the Mechaber? The first rate that he's saying over here, you do not have to wash your hands. That's simple. But again, the gate of knuach badocho, he said, you don't have to, that's what you go do it. So the way that Chalt of Yom explains, there are two different levels over here. The Mechaber is saying you have to knuach badocho midinoi. If the law can become a dinoi, you go back to the law of Simpei test in Yerodea. How do you do knuach badocho when you eat? In the case of, let's say, milchiks or fleishiks, that means on shuas, the person wants to eat milchiks. Like the Ramah says, in the same meal, you should not the bench, you want to eat fleishiks. What do you have to go do? You have a chitu knuach badocho. How do you do it? Midinoi, you have to take bread and not just eat it, you have to eat it all around your mouth. You want to drink, you drink it all around your mouth. So, Machabah, you're saying, you get it to fish and meat, sakana, do it all around your mouth, it's not midinoi. The Ramah is saying, no, ain't lost. Don't worry about the Mechainoyim. We should do an eat and drink. How? Regular. Hey, call it, eat it. You want to drink something? No problem. And not together of the dealing aspect, it's all around. Just eating it simple and drinking it simple like you regularly do, that makes it enough. That's how he explains the Chilchus of the Mechaber and the Ramah that comes from the Yamin. Siv Dalet is the Shabbat Yigyan, the Sugya, apparently very careful about the Zeya of a person. That means speaking on the Mechaber, the Zeya person means his whole entire body, except for what it says on his face. The Shach gives you a simon for it, Zeya sapecha toichalechem, and the sweat of your brow, of your face, person can't eat, that's not a problem. Everything else might say is dangerous. So if, hey, Mamshev with the Yishalmi, the thing that the Ulam says to be chashish for. He has over here five different cases. The first case is a person should not put money inside your mouth. What the reason is, the way the Mechaber brings it down, why? Because it might be some dried spit on top of it from a mucha shvin. It was dangerous for you. The second reason the shakim is out there, who touches money? Everybody. And there might be germs over there, and the germs could be dangerous or can be affected by it. Therefore, a person should not put money inside his mouth because more affects a person's body over here. A second thing, Yishami says a person should not put pisya takas shichyo. The question is, what pisya mean? Does it mean the palm of your hand or does it mean bread? We're having down both stuff over here, both mahalchim. Being done, number one, a person not put the palm of his hand underneath his armpits. Why? He might injure his armpits over here. And maybe with his hands, he touched some material, touched some of this police over here. Then we do not want to damage your armpits over here. The other way he brings down, a person not put kikalechem pass underneath his armpits. Why? Because armpits are very sweaty. And the sweat will get on top of his chalo here. A fourth thing he says, the Gemara Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Beis, a person should not put tafshil or mashkin underneath his bed. Why the Gemara is very clear, it's on the sugya of Ruach Ra. That means it seems to be over here that the Mechaber is intermixing things that are geared to sakana physically with things that are sakana geared to spiritual things over here. Both of them put in the same category. Now, underneath your bed speaks out the shach, even if it's covered, the mice does not help. Now, you might think it's in the case of tafshil, and tafshil is cooked, but it's true or not, speaks out the piskachub and the going, even a Ruach thing should not be put underneath your bed. Same by Yam, it's on the sugya of Ruach Ra. Let's say it was underneath your bed. Is an usher. That means it's not say, they point out, read the Mechaber says not put it there. doesn't say it's also to eat if it's put there. That means the Mechaba saying don't do it, doesn't say it's also to eat it. So we're doing it to the Mechaba, the Maisa, but the evidence mutter. The evidence mutter, that's how it's contributing to the Shul Shachat Kivagir. Asala Shani, if you down Maisa, the Gurna, we are even with the Yevet in his ulcer. How we go the further, meaning the Chokhmah Zodim, it says, Lelim seems to be not very careful about it. Kim Dosh, Rab Dosh, Shem, Mitzrayim, Hashem, Alir. The fifth thing the Mechaba brings down, a person should not put a knife inside his esrog. It's stung, might fall upon a person, and it's very dangerous over here. Come on, Ramon, he says six things over here, and he gets in the sakono. Number one, he starts over the cloud. A person should be very careful and get things that are sakono. Why? Kichamir's kantam yisur over here, and therefore, to get to suffic, be more machman suffic of a sakono, which things that are suffic to get the idea of isur. Once we have the yisur over here, Kivagi gives you a couple of examples to be careful about. Now, it says the koldvar. The words are almost everything. That means, as Fon pointed out, he left out numerous things in Shulchan Aruch. Among needed after Zion, the five things that we have not done, but originally, numerous sukkahs. And they've looked at the Bechadashi, Mark going through Gemara's over here. The Akachuva, numerous Gemara's. The Kabachayim, numerous Gemara's. If it's said that numerous Gemara's, or Bechadashi, Ugo, the numerous Gemara's over here, but what's left out? Don't tell me it's left out, because you hold that way. He said that we can't put everything. Why they picked this over that, I'm not clear. Might say, be careful about all things that get Sukkah. Kivega picks certain interesting cases over here. Number one, he says, do not drink water after eating fish. Both places in my kotak and out, it's not the sugya of sakana. That's interesting, the element is one of the things that this is what Kivega picked to choose. It's so many things to choose. He picked what places not drink water after fish. A second thing he says he picked to choose is that there a person should not be matzah b'sfina until 5 days after the new moon over here. Don't go on a boat. Okay. He picks a third thing over here, a person should not start a big malacha, a small malacha, until after they start the new moon over here. Why? He says, until a certain time, he says, otherwise the person won't be matzliach. So what's a big malacha, what's a small malacha, what does it mean that's a tisha, the pishtin over here? But you should know what that means, but that's what he picks over here. Don't start a big and small malacha. That means the didactic, not to start any time with a big malacha. Fine. But at least not in the beginning of the month over here. And he brings down the idea over here about calling kids by the same name. He says, first of all, let's call it Anepaz, Medina, you can't call your son, one son, Michal, other son, Michal, no problem. However, you should not do that until the Sukh of Ein Hara. Ein Hara should do that. And then he speaks out, let's say one son passes away, to call the other son by that name is very mazel, and if you're not going to do that, not only you after another son, it says also another person should not be called after your son if he passed away. You should not do that, why until the Sukh of very mazel? Building upon the idea, we have Maslan, he said, that's the core why it says, Shem Yerushalayim Yerakev, we not call other people by the name of Russia. Why? Because we have Maslan. I can't think more, and you would not sound that way. But that, the name gets oblivion, get lost over here. Why? Because no one calls them by that name, because we have Maslan. So again, that's the first thing Ramah speaks out, to be very medactic, the things that get the idea of Sarkono. Building upon this, they speak about, what about Yudah Chassid? Is that nichel this Rav over here? You have to go back to all the things of the tzava of Yudah Chassid. For example, I was called this morning. Mamash, can a person get to Shemus if my wife, whatever, I have the same name as my mother? Or can a girl, a husband, have the same name as her father? Father-in-law and mother-in-law, same name. Yudah Chassid might say not to. It says in Chokhmah Zodim, first look up the Mekosh, but you have to realize it means when it's three generations. It's Reuven, Shver, it's Reuven, and Reuven, Shver, it's that one, second one, is also Reuven. It's Reuven, Reuven, Reuven. With three generations, but not two generations. The other medactic machmi, not two generations. My son, he says, anyone said that way, look at the same chassidim, it's a mistake over here. Aleph. Second says, Neid Yehud over here, that the big mavucha, Savo, is what? Is a, something you tell the kids what to go do. Savo. Do everyone have to keep the Savo of Yehud HaChassid? So Libyud is known to hold not the way. It's only negated as Kindalach, the sentence over here, not negated Klal Yisrael. That's part of the reason why there's a Mavuch over here negated to shaving on Rosh Chodesh, taking haircuts on Rosh Chodesh. It's true to be the Chodesh in Savo, but does that mean the Klal Yisrael take upon it? When they get to us, we learn every Rosh Chodesh. When Rosh Chodesh ear came down on Shabbos, they get to take a haircut over there. Most people or Hungarians seem to be who take a haircut. Why is it only negated to descendants if you're not descendants? Now, if you tell me you're a descendant or your family's machmer for it, echlami. But those are machmer. Clearly, the Jewish place to be machmer. And Hogi's not to be machmer. But again, the Buddha said there's no reason to be machmer if you're not a descendant over here. He also speaks out again to Shem Shiva. He says the Shem is nafkun, the name he gave to a person when he was born, or he got Bismillah. Let's say a person's name was Michal, And when he got sick later on, they switched his name, or added his name Chaim. They named Chaim, the son could also be called Chaim. The name was given at birth, and now he got sick later on. The Ben Yehuda does try against Klal Yisrael. They're all medaka upon the Yehuda Chosid, this chash, that chash, all the chash. As the Elam says over, Halavai, the Seres of Dibber should be written down by Yehuda Chosid. The Elam will be medaka upon it, Halavai. That's all there's a Kodesh Baruch, the Seres of Dibber, man, Torah, Halavai. Mighty strides against it, why? What? Yeah, I hear. That's who you speak against. I'm going to speak against you, personally. He says, "Maisley, more example, Sochet Dafem Tess. That's also for a girl to marry an Amoritz." Maisley, the Medakti who Medakti the Gemara says, "Every Medakti who would marry this, that, and the other, the end of that Medakti to marry an Amoritz." How did the how can that Medakti not marry Amoritz? It's a clear Gemara. Fine, that's out of the Ramal. The second thing that Ramal speaks out, that a person should not go in a Makom Sakana, was the mean explains whether underneath a wall that's tilted over here. I do not think that means the Leaning Tower of Pisa, it's been standing for 200 years already. And also, it said over here, a person should not walk Yechidi by Laila. Now, Moist of the Shach doesn't mean any place Sakana. He says over here that, for example, let's say the bridge is very shaky over here, or go inside a Chorv over here, it's very dangerous over here. These places should not go. The way that's from saying very simply, what does that mean? Don't drive recklessly, otherwise you're able to say, sir. That's what means for fascists. Anyone drives recklessly, it's clear with the Isser, this realm over here. Now, the Shach goes on to speak on further and says to Miach Balaila, he gets about being Miach with the guy Bekalius and Nechel Gedal Sarkono, and others women against Sarkono with the guy. That's not our Sugyor. The third thing the Ramal speaks out, he gets Sarkono, he says at night, do not drink the water over here, because in the water there might be bugs. You don't see the bugs, there's danger over here. Therefore, you have to be practical and not put yourself in a mockum of danger. A fourth thing he says, a person should not drink water with Shasat Kufa. That's the way the meaning of here, Ve'in L'Shabbos. Now again, the only time person probably knew this halacha is we read the Ramah over here. The question is why? The Ramah said very careful, clearly, not drink water with Shasat Kufa, Ve'in L'Shabbos over here. So what happened? The first the Taz explains, what is the Issa Shabbai? He said, Ve'Shasat Kufa, this tipas dam, the droplets of blood that falls inside over here, the water. He goes up further, the Taz speaks out, that the Eben Ezra says it's Nichush Ba'amo. Different not worry about it, Aleph. And secondly, it brings down from Buddha Ram that the Dr. Moshe brings down that it's all made up, it's not real, it's all fake over here. It will come to scare people over here to get them to go do tshuva. It does get to involve the question over here, can I really make up something and scare people to get them to do tshuva? It sounds like you can. Because he's saying this whole entire idea, Shasta Kuvu, this is scare people, get them to go do tshuva. Another thing over here, it's also Yeshlon and Yeshlon, how that works over here. Now you could say why the mice and other reason why it's linked to Mekel. The Shach says, what are you going to do if you want to drink water with Shach before you're thirsty? He said, put parasol inside. It won't be a problem. He gets involved with Dafka water or the mashkin. The mice said to Shaila, be able to be mashkin and put parasol inside all water. Building upon this in the Pesach Shuva, the reason why we're not machmer is manazer on the Shach Kufa, in those days they didn't really have parasol around. By us, every house, by the door, the frames, everything has parasol. Our door over here is parasol over here. We have metal all over the place, and therefore the parasol over here protects us from Shasat Kufa, therefore it's not there. Specifically, we're not meant to be Machma over here. The fifth thing over here, come with the Ramah, examine the person with his Dever Be'er, this pestilence in the city. A person should leave in the beginning when the pestilence comes, not wait till the end. Now, why? So the Taz, because once you leave at the end, it really is Chazak, it's very dangerous over here, Chashu Shalom will leave beforehand. Now, when a person leaves and goes in the city, what do you do? Read down the Gemara that says a person should not walk in the middle of the street. Why? Because the Malach Hamavis has Kerech over there. Walk in the side of the street. With Manashal for Kerech, you should walk in the side of the street and not in the middle of the street. Being a Taz from Mashal, what does that mean? He says it really depends. When it says over here to walk only in the side, not in the middle, means only at night when the Mazikim are out. During the day, you can walk in the middle and the side, there's no problem. Mashaykin. When it says the ratio, when it's the mockum of danger, when there's the machwa of devil here, that means you should only walk in the side, not the middle, meaning even by day and even by night. No difference over here. Now, there is an interesting Ashkenazi question that Kregia and Pesachua is getting involved with, both of them, that how in the world does this work? We know we have Rosh Hashanah, and we know Miyichem, Yomos, and we have for it to Gzeratin, who's going to live, who's going to pass away. Yet we're saying, be very careful, it was Mount Endeavor, it's walking inside, not in front, it's a kind of here. First of all, it's a tshuva, how's it work? Of course, Baruch Hu says to live, you'll live, and not over here. I mean, what's going on over here? We have to come along and do things over here to save yourself. So the Pesach Tshuva sends to Rashbash, who speaks about Barichas, he says, Ayin Shom. That's what he answers the Ashkenazi question. Yes, on Korach, Kosh Baruch tells them to separate Korach from Adosai. Separate them. Why? So the Korach should be killed or underneath the ground, not the Klal Yisrael over here. The question over here is that Kosh Baruch can have three people under one blanket. Two of them, two outside, pass away. No one won't pass away. He knows exactly who people are, what's going on over here. So one will be able to separate one from another. So Kivege does get involved. Why? Because the Aver Hara with Dabek from one another. Therefore, once the meat set in, and the Korach over here will be having inside for Russia, Korach and Yonam over here, how in the world does it work? Because Baruch Hu decides something, and yet to get over the Korach to a kingdom, Malach over here, what to go do over here? Who's controlling the world? What's going on over here? These are complicated questions. I knew Ben Rechai, and I knew Ashbash. Sivol, speaking about the Shaksu. Kamal Mechava speaks out, the person has to be very careful about the Shaksu. He brings down three different examples or cases over here to get Achila. Either person should not eat food, that's disgusting over here, whether a case of Tzaya, a case of Kiyo, Kedoyma. The second thing he says, even the food with Seder, the Kenim eating upon it, Kenim with a base Achise, Kenim over here, loving over here, it's disgusting to the person not use the Kenim. Number three, even the food's fine, and the Kenim is fine, something externally, your hands are dirty over here, or the Kenim over here are dirty, something that the matzah you're eating is making it disgusting. Also, you have a Bayam, it's a possible Tzaya of Alta Shaksu. The person has to be very medactic to not do things that are cuts from him over here. Even Isser. What level of Isser? The Torah brings out the Rambam, you get Marcus Smartus. Sounds like it's your bottom. However, the Torah speaks out, the reason why it's only Marcus Smartus, not real Malchus, is the Lav Shema Kolius. Lav Shema Kolius, don't get Malchus for it. Therefore, it sounds like the Torah is Dinder Isa. Again, others, we spoke out of Mishmur, and others say it's a Dinder Abonim, Primrodim. Couple of the Torah brings down the idea of being causes down, because once it's brought down over here, not to eat things from a clear that causes down. It means down, they found the one cleavage over here that there are certain days not to do a kabbalt, a causes down, based upon a view of chosin. Now, it depends on the gear says. I see that my sheets have one gear, so I'll show you other gear says. The way the Machon Yushlein, how it brings down, a person should not do on Yom Ches, now my sheet says Yom Allah, Yom Ches of Monday and Wednesday of what month of Iyar and El and Tavis, not to a causes down. Now, again, the other Shulchan Aruch says Yom Aleph. Not sure the difference over here is. On Monday and Wednesday, also not to Shechita Vavaz. You have a good over here. Don't do Shechita that day. You eat it. It's over here. That's one Kavitz. Another Kavitz he brings down, also a person should not do Akaz Dam on Yom Tezvov on Tevis, which he says will come down to Shabbos, which is Tevis over here. Also not to Akaz Dam. So fine, so if it's a gate Akaz Dam to us, no. It does get involved with, we spoke on Chaburah, the gate to when you want to donate Dam, we want to get a bedikas dam, is it the same sugya not yishlot and yishlayim? If Kivegi doesn't speak out, the person should be very careful not to cause dam at the beginning of the month. The Taz of Mamshech bringing up the idea over here of going back to the Alpha Sigil of Gilui. The Gemara really speaks out, the person should not give something that's Gilui that enough to put his venom inside, to go give an animal to go drink. We see from over here that animal drinks it. Says Rashi, what's the problem? He will drink an animal, he will have some affect him, and therefore after Shechita, you'll eat it, and it'll affect you over here. That means the symbol of the Sandi Gemara is, it's dangerous for the animal. Rashi says, no, not for your side. It'll affect you, and when the animal eats it, it'll affect you over here. Building upon this, Kamal Marshal says, therefore, we have these different sheep over here, that they have the type of Shechid, type of sickness over here. Maisa, when they die over here, do not either feed them the animals, or yourself shouldn't eat them over here, do Shechita, why? It'll affect you. What happens to them affects you. Therefore, Mashal says, you remember when he's younger, they asked for all kvasim, all sheep over here, it's not there were sheep over here that Mukhush shouldn't do it. That means the thing is said over here, speaks out the Taz, that what the animals eat, it affects you. Correct the Taz, I have a Gemara that says that some mavis of a behemoth, he can eat, the some mavis of an odin, then he do shchit, should not eat it. And behemoth, whatever affects it, will not affect you. So you get involved with it, what kind of make over here, does it separate Isser of the Shechin over here, or the idea of the Nachash over here, the Venom, of Musukenes. I mean, Mechabim Zan Zayin, the idea of Musukenes, the dangerous over here, maybe it's dangerous over here. He goes on further, getting involved with the Yad HaFrayim over here, sorry, with another mouse, we're back and forth, and he gets the sugya of how do you send this Tran Rashi. Now, it's interesting that I stopped over here, because I see the Behetu also stopped. He goes on like another seven lines, Behetu decided not to quote the next seven lines. So we'll leave it as is. The Talmud doesn't know for the case of having a dangerous dog over here, he gets about the Sugat Sabal Chaim. That means we know Sabal Chaim passes the Reisel. So if you have a dangerous dog over here, can you put it to sleep? So come on the Taz and speaks out. This dog over here is Mazik, was close hefted. And Kami doesn't bark, he's not biting over here. But then you can't put him to sleep. Give him poison over here. Why? Because the mice is tells for you. That means you look up at the Ramah and Simon Hey, and as a Sufi Dali points out, the get up Tzav Alachayim is you can't inspire him for no reason. But this Te'elis, that means we mazik you or injuring you or hurting you, might see you're allowed to use it. No problem, you're allowed to put sleep, allowed to use it. Now I've heard, let's put kids tying up, that when they're doing to cats or bugs or whatever, yeah, so they don't tell us, they enjoy it. I don't think when you take a cat swinging around and watch a fly and the tail is still in your hand, and they enjoy doing it that way, that's not a tell-us. It has to be a case of a real tell-us. A tell-us that anyone says a tell-us. The fact that you enjoy it, not to get a tell-us. Tell-us is like it says over here. Mazik, mafsa, that's not to get a tell-us over here. He goes up front and says the Taz, however, even when the person does put him to sleep over here, do not give him a lechem with a machin inside. I'll eat it and hurt it. Why? It could be more dangerous for you. Because when Taz going, start getting crazy over here, and more skills of fascists over here. So being trying to be cracking for you. When you kill him, give him some mothers and don't put a needle inside the bread over here. The Taz brings down the sugya of Batashkas. They learn the sugya in Volkamo, this is the Pasuk of the Torah, is the end of Sakona. Two different things. And they point out that the reason why we bring down the end of Sakona, because people more redacted upon it, Batashka in the Torah is one thing, but we more bring down Kavru, Nokalin. Now the question is, what you going to do when you have a fruit tree and you want to extend your Dira, or you need a place over here, what are you going to do practically? And this Mamsha whole sefer on this topic about Tashkas, Itzasoto, that could actually too strong about Itzasoto. What are you going to do? Numus Klam, Numus Bratim. Over here is very big answer. Number one, the Rosh speaks out, the Issa is as Tashkas. That's Ishshavoy. And therefore, we need the Mokon, Maisit water. That means you have to build a house, the tree there, no problem. And therefore, it says, I think the Taz is speaking here, as much of a person to go cut down even a fruit bearing tree. And the question is, what tree you're discussing? Even a fruit bearing tree, why could Tzarch Mekoimai? That's how. Second, the Peskachima brings it down. He brings down the head to Tzarch Mekoimai. He said, but it's only a case of a guy doing it. Not he saw. Avadim, don't stop it. Why did he get him with a guy? Because the Tzad is about Tashkas. They point out my said, smoter for Tzarch Mekoimai. At Sekona, people more machmer, so let the guy cut it, he'll get the Sekona over here. That's why we were trying to get the guy to cut it. And therefore, any kind of shadow comes up, they've asked me over the years, you always say a goy will do it. It's even better to say to me, mark the tree to the guy, it's really a tree here, but I'll get all the scars you can get up on it. The third thing that he brings down, and let's say you have an ochre in the tree, together with its roots, together with the source, together with the dirt over here, and you can replant it somewhere else. Then he brings down, those are times the Yavits, it's more to be dino, even not sort from the crime. He's not killing anything. Okay, there is a time about Tashkas, ruining it, not ruining it. You're uprooting it and replanting it somewhere else, like the Sugya of Arla. Does not need new years over here, already had 2 years, then only needs one more year over here. I mean, it's never lost its shame, never died over here. The Chassam Sefer, when he brings it down, he says, no, I only take it L'chumra and not L'chumra. The person not needs Mekoyma, you cannot take uproot a tree over here with the dirt together with it. However, once it's Tzarch Mekoyma, then Tzarch Mekoyma, the correct thing to go do is to uproot with the dirt and replant somewhere else. Over the years, I tried to tell people to go do that. They said it's not possible. No money for that. Fine. But my the better thing is to go do is to uproot it with all the dirt Tzarch Mekoimai and together with the Goy be mafted. That'll be the best thing. But usually, that hopefully seems to be Tzarch Mekoimai. They get a Goy go cut over here. Well, I said just to chew me nuts. A tzedek over here, if the tree over here is ruining your vines or other food over here, just like the Tzarch Mekoimai, the Heter, from Hezek, also the Heter over here. If you have a subject that says what means you gain out of it, it has to be something that you know for sure you gain out of it. But let's say the Rebach is a suffer. According to Ladavko, the Lochias Chavis Kanta, be mach over here. However, he speaks out, even in the case over here again when there is a Rebach gaining out of it, again the correct thing is, says the second time, to uproot it together with the roots over here, all together, replant it somewhere else. Sifzain, last sif. Come on, Mechav brings down an animal that's Musikenes. The luck is, if you do a case of Shechita, the Medakim will not eat it. Now, it's not clear why the Medakim are not going to eat it. The way that Taz sounds like in the Sif beforehand, that's Sugya Sakono. The way the Vosh comes to Binyongo, but tell the Sugya about the Shaksu. However, what's important in the Ramah goes on further, it says, you said over here, when a Ramah passes something that's Mutter, he didn't swallow, then he has no Makar for it. Therefore, the luck is about never should be Machmer. However, if there is a Makar for it, or there's a Kabbalah for it, speaks out the Shas. Even about Nefesh, not to be Machmer. building upon this, they speak out, let's say things are mutter. Again, it's klar, we know klisheni, it's mutter with its parameters. We know the halacha is that things are bottle shisha. One thing that are bottle of shisha, or in the case of klisheni that's mutter, we pass with mutter, is a swara over here to your machmer. I said, this is so I have chazer and a shisha. Actually, something that's chazer is bottle of shisha over here. I should do that. Zedichami, because Ketshuva brings down the Issa Veta Arif, says, Dabachor over here, there was a mitzvah of a person over here not to go eat it. How is Mamshech, because Ketshuva, calling the place of Yontif, that the Mitzvah Yaakov is bringing down over here, that a person does that, is going minus, apikorsis over here. Yotzit Chobev Seidoi, we know the Lotha Shishim, who are you? Decide otherwise. We know the Lotha Klisheni, who are you? Now, essentially, the two cases they brought down is. These are actually machlokes. In the case of shishim, we know the Gemara says shishim omeya. The case of klisheni, we know ba'ikir and simkul feis and beis and b'mavufa had applied shak taz when they get it sold. So I do think if a person be machmer, we sadly schedule all shita omeya, kol kavod. As a shita klisheni machmer, kol kavod. If you be machmer because your sensitivity, I can't chazer decide. That's what I mean over here. Who are you to decide? Who are you saying that klisheni, I can't do it? That's a local. I mean, it depends where you're coming from. Come here, there are sheets out there. Say that. I've had them. We close your sheets. That's up to you. That you can't do. But to say that I can't do that, we follow Kodesh Baruch Hu, and your sensitivity is being intertwined with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and not vice versa over here. Nice, we have Shuls coming up. The oldest question that we learn Shuls at night. I resolve in those days of Shuls at night, the whole entire night. It's not tough and not get damaged the whole entire year. Fine, we want Haftokha, but we don't learn the shame of Haftokha. Right? Now we're doing it Shlom Nath the Kabbalah Press. If you make a cheshbon, the amount of time that you learn, they say on Shavuos night, you slept Erev Shavuos, and you sleep the next day afterwards, and they point out most people end up learning less hours on Shavuos night than they were just at a regular time. Now, not everybody, but the amount of sleep that you make up before and afterwards. So what's so important about learning Shavuos? What's it trying to teach us? It's one thing the Eidim always says over, and all about it will say the same, you saw it here. You have to feel it and sense it. To learn Torah to push, it's hard to learn at night. And now, 1 o'clock is easy too, but by 3 o'clock, then we get to Davi and have Kavono. Torah is hard. And you couldn't have some serum, if you get these things. No, it's hard to copy your bait and copy your gimbal, copy that. There's so much here. What are we trying to learn over here, Shavuos night? Push and go and keep going. Keep going and keep going and push. Another coffee. Keep going over here. And then we have Domus, really? Now? And then we have to Megillah Shavuos? Are you serious over here? Yeah. And then we have Matan Torah. Oh, so excited. Oh, yeah, what's all this? No, push. Go. Keep going. Yes, I believe everyone can do that. Everyone in Christ can do that. Keep going, you know. If last year you fell asleep, this year go. Yes. It's hard. It's not easy. The most of Shabbat is to push yourself, to keep going, to keep striving. And yes, it's not always easy. Compared to one of say, oh, you know, why Bris Mila come? Kids always cry when Bris Mila, right? It hurts. Because you come yid, you have tears. That's how you come yid. And you grow from pain. Now, it's a nice thing to say, kids in pain. But nice thing to say, Shabbat, nice thing, we have the seniors in pain. And Matara, yes, we're doing it, that's because I did, and that's a Kabbalah, that's a Hubble, all my Torah, the Messiah, Shavuos night. And no, your wife don't have to have Shavuos night. No, you have to. What you have to go do is the bush, keep going. That has Shkofa taken inside of you. And this sugi helps you out. What kind of sugi to work on? Kotas, what we have, Chalak, it's so hard. What's going on? I mean, the Taz, the Shaks over here. So what is Chosin? You even did the Kabbalah to walk in Shavuos morning, why feel a mantra? Yes, I stayed all night, lunch is a hard sugi that. That's very practical. Hasak and Mishalak was single beer. Tak with Zerka to have an uplifting and a meaningful yotter than a good yotter.